First question, if you were at the climate change summit in Paris, what would you insist be on any agreement that comes out of it?
What I would insist upon is making every country in the world understand that what Pope Francis just said the other day is absolutely right, that we are on a suicidal course unless we act as a planet boldly and aggressively. The kind of world that we're going to be leaving to our kids and our grandchildren will be a world which will be in much worse shape than the world that we enjoy. We have a real crisis. And what the scientists tell us is not only that climate change is real, that it is caused by human activity, and that it is already causing major problems around the world. What they tell us, if we don't get our act together quickly, we're going to be in very serious shape by the end of this century, where the temperature of the globe could be 5 to 10 degrees Fahrenheit warmer. So, first of all, we have to recognize it as a major, major crisis. Second of all, we have to be prepared to take on the fossil fuel industry, the oil companies, the coal companies, and all of their money, and saying, sorry, your short-term profits are less important to this world than making sure that the planet we leave our kids and our grandchildren is habitable. What does that mean? It means that we move aggressively to energy efficiency in all respects. That is not only making our buildings more energy efficient, but making our transportation system much more energy efficient, moving to rail in a way that we have not even begun to do. It means moving very aggressively to sustainable energies like wind, solar, geothermal, biomass, and other forms of sustainable energy. But the main point is, as a planet, we have got to understand we have a crisis situation, and we have got to act very aggressively and boldly if we are going to succeed in combating climate change.
A new batch of Secretary Clinton's emails was released this week, and in one she says, caucuses tend to bring out the party's extremes. Given your experience thus far on the presidential campaign trail, do you agree?
I don't, and I know it sounds self-serving talking to Iowa, but I believe, I'm a strong believer, a passionate believer in democracy. And I love to see large voter turnouts. I love to see people who really understand the issues, who are prepared to debate the issues, regardless of their political point of view. And one of the things that I want to see accomplished is that the United States move from having one of the lowest voter turnouts of any major country to one of the highest voter turnouts. What is going on in Iowa, and has for many years, is the people of Iowa take their responsibilities very seriously. And it's not just walking into a polling booth and casting a vote. That's important. But what they do is say, we're going to be prepared to spend several hours on the caucus night. And not only will we be supportive of our own candidate, we're going to have to know what the other candidates stand for because, you know, we may have to switch from one candidate to the other. So I have to become familiar with the points of view of other candidates as well. I have been deeply impressed at how the people of Iowa take their responsibilities very, very seriously, ask important questions, and spend a lot of time understanding where candidates are coming from. So I think the caucus process is a very interesting process. I think other states have something to learn from what Iowa has done.
Last week, you unveiled your immigration reform ideas, including what you refer to as a swift legislative path to citizenship. I guess the question is, how swift, and can you get a bill through Congress?
Well, I think we can. I will tell you why. Kay, if we win this election, it will be because millions of people are rebelling and standing up to the political establishment and status quo politics. They want real change. They understand that our economy is rigged. Almost all of the new wealth and income is going to the top 1%. They understand that our campaign finance system is corrupt with billionaires able to significantly influence elections. So I think if we win this thing, it will mean that a whole lot of working class people are going to get involved in the political process in a way they have not in recent years. Young people will be involved in a way they have not. And when we have that type of involvement, what I call a political revolution, when people are standing up and saying, you know, enough is enough, maybe our government belongs to all of us, not just a handful of wealthy campaign contributors, I think we can accomplish enormous things, including real immigration reform. Bottom line is, we have today some 11 million people who are undocumented. who are living in the shadows, who are being exploited. And I think that both legislatively and through executive order, we have got to provide legal status for those people and a swift path towards citizenship.
Senator, we only have a minute left. I did want to ask you this question. Secretary Clinton has this week unveiled an infrastructure proposal. Tell our listeners briefly how it contrasts with yours, which you've already...
Well, it's not quite is. It's a good proposal. It doesn't go as far as the proposal that I unveiled many, many months ago. What we said is that at a time when our roads, our bridges, our water systems, our wastewater plants, our rail, airports are in massive disrepair, that we need to invest in my bill $1 trillion over 5 years, which would create up to 13 million good-paying jobs and make our country more productive and safer. So I think, you know, the Secretary's idea is a good idea. I think we go further. We see this as an opportunity not only to rebuild our infrastructure, but to create millions and millions of good-paying jobs.
Thank you for your time, Senator.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.